For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, call the meditation. Maintain whatever heedfulness that you have developed. The inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness, maintain them for as long as you can. Then determine to be mindful, heedful. Okay, we will do our evening chanting, page 14. NB, evening chanting. Turn to page 14, dedication of offering. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem, then we start. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Turn to page 14, evening chanting. Okay, we are start. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, turn to the blessed one's disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still have compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha, a good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened One, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished One, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent quality, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestows blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Buddha's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there will be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it's well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruition, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of veneration, I venerate it with bowed head.
I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide.
The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted. In the future, may I be restrained regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One.
of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One.
Of beautiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One.
This order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pairs of person, the eight type of individual, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings,
guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings.
As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head.
I am indeed the Sangha servant.
The Sangha is my Lord and Guide.
The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it lays all blessings on me.
To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, closing homage, we will chant the Pali. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated.